Welcome to Equipping the Core. Today it's a special episode because we're out here at UMass Proving Ground with the Mattis team working on the system verification testing. And I have Major Craig Warner, who was on the podcast last season talking about fuel and water, but now he's with the Mattis team. So he's going to tell us a bit about what we're doing here. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you. Yeah, excited to be here. Lovely UMA.
It's only a little hot. Only a little. As they keep saying, it's not in the hundreds. So we're here at UMA doing SBT or systems verification testing for Mattis.
That's correct.
Can you give us a brief overview of Mattis and then what we're doing with system verification?
So Mattis, we've got all of our fancy acronyms. Mattis stands for Marine Air Defense Integrated System. What is it? Mattis is essentially, if you want to dumb it down, it's a sensor and it's a shooter. Obviously, it gives us a counter UAS capability, and that's designed to protect fleet Marines as well as, you know, critical assets out on the battlefield. It offers us an active as well as passive sensing capability to detect, track, and ID threats, and then offers non-kinetic and kinetic effector solutions to defeat said named threats.
Can you define what kinetic and non-kinetic means?
Kinetic is, you know, something that goes bang, right? As opposed to non-kinetic would be more in your electronic warfare spectrum of things.
So system verification testing, what are we doing here?
Well, this, we'll give kind of a summary note up front. This is the program office's final dress rehearsal, if you will, in advance of us going to operational tests. So our IOT&E event starts in June. So what we've done so far during this testing is confirmed our last batch of software updates from an engineer release that we had, as well as some remote weapons station software updates that we've had. So we've confirmed those while we're here. The fleet Marines are here and they're operating the system. They've also been tracking UAS targets both day and night. And then had actual non-kinetic and kinetic engagements. Some of that may be heard while we're actually doing this podcast today in terms of the kinetic effector. Most importantly, though, is that the fleet Marine that's operating on the system is learning the system, number one. Number two, they're the same Marines that are going to operate the system during our operational testing. So they're getting time, experience on the system, and are also getting extremely valuable feedback. We, the program officer, getting extremely valuable feedback for product improvements, planned future enhancements for the system as we proceed into full rate production and sustainment of the system.
I heard somebody wanted to have cup holders. So that's on the list.
Our human systems integration in the platforms, it's a little tight in there. I don't know if we can make that work.
But maybe.
It's a consideration.
What do you hope to accomplish from SBTs?
So the SBT gives us, once again, gives us kind of the program office, the warm and fuzzy going into IOT&E that we can hand the system off, because the program office literally hands the system off to McAteer and they conduct the operational test and we're in observation mode at that point. They trace back against all of our requirements documentation, PSPEC, validate that the test procedures in fact achieve those. So we are doing that final sniff check on our side of the house.
And then once we get it back, we do new equipment training. Or does it go through?
Yes. I mean, you would go, normally you would run through this and you'd get your full rate production and fielding decision. Okay. And then you would kind of have your logical new equipment training. Because of the necessity to get this capability out to the fleet fast, everything we're doing is accelerated. We're doing parallel testing. We're running parallel net events. So, in fact, I can't remember off the top of my head, but we've got a net event kicking off here in June timeframe. So out at Camp Pendleton. So same time we're doing this, our IOT&E, we're actually conducting some of that.
Makes it a lot faster.
Yeah. You got to move.
Yeah. What is it that Mr. Valdrin said? Now we're off running with scissors.
Running with scissors. Yes.
Accepting the risk.
Yes. Everybody in the office is running with scissors. That's for sure.
We've already kind of talked about it, but what's next for Mattis?
So coming out of our testing, right, we're going to have to do some refurbishments of the system, continuation of nets. We got to ship these systems. These are going to third lab. And then our full rate production and fielding decision is slated for late fourth quarter, FY24. And we'll achieve IOC in first quarter of 25. And then full rate production for the system, which is all of our production of this is going through Niway Atlantic, runs us all the way through FY29.
Busy few months.
Yeah. Busy few months, busy few years, not to mention our other system, which I think we're going to segue to and have a conversation about, Light Mattis, or sometimes I call it Little Mattis, Light Mattis.
The L Mattis.
L Mattis, and the parallel efforts that are ongoing there against our Mattis efforts at the same time.
And you're the project officer for L Mattis.
I'm the product manager for future weapon systems.
Okay.
So I got have Mattis and L Mattis.
Okay. So tell us about L Mattis.
Well, L Mattis, it's a smaller suite of the Mattis family of systems capability, right? And the primary thing with it that most people know of, it's integrated onto a ultralight tactical vehicle, which makes it MV-22 transportable. That system is about to embark into its second system integration test. And so that commences here the first week of June in lovely Yuma. Nice and hot.
Just a little bit.
Just a tad. And during that one, we're going to assess the radar, the optic, our non-kinetic defeat, passive sensing, along with routing and capturing RAM data.
Okay.
For the systems. Calculation of operational availability. System integration test will be our final system integration test. Again, in an accelerated fashion, we're on track to begin production of LRIC System 1 in June, which the EDM that we have right now, the engineer development model that we're going to use for system integration test 2 while we're actually integrating LRIC 1 on production line at Niway Atlantic. Again, an example of accelerating the efforts. The kind of the next step is following as the LRIP systems come off the line. We're going to roll into a series of parallel test events. One's going to be our internal transportability certification through Pax River, and then mobility testing that we're going to conduct out in Nevada. And then we'll roll right on into the same drill here, system verification test, which is scheduled for September. Maybe start cooling off a little bit by that time frame. And then IoT&E for us is currently slated for October through November.
Okay.
For the L Mattis system. Fielding decision, just based on the rolling into the holidays and associated reports coming out of IoT&E, is going to push into second quarter of FY25. And we're aiming to achieve IOC next same quarter. Short of that, what's the desired end state of all of this? Right. I think Colonel Konecki said it pretty well at Modern Day Marine this year. We're fielding the fleet, not just Mattis and L Mattis, but GBAD capabilities in FY25, providing kind of that minimal viable product solution set. It's not the final solution. These systems are designed with an open system architecture so that we can iterate on them and future enhance them and product improve. That's why it's critical to get the fleet feedback on the system. So FY25 and beyond, initially getting that initial capability out there. It's a pretty advanced capability set for the LAD community. And thereafter, enhancing on those systems.
Talking with the Marines so far out here, they're excited about the system. They like working with it.
Yes.
They're learning a lot.
Yep. A lot of learning taking place. These same Marines have been through we gave them like a new equipment training set proceeding into S&T. So they've been out here in Yuma for a minute and a half.
That's what they told me. Yes.
But yeah, they are eager to support the system and provide that feedback to the test team. It's just making its way back to the program office so that we can considerations not only for the design of the system, but also critical sustainment of the system, right? And also supporting our item, our technical manual that supports the Marine and its operations system. So it's been good feedback thus far. And I know they're excited to see it field. And these are the same Marines. They're coming from Third Lab. Same Marines are going to receive this in the near future here.
And they'll help.
They'll ease.
They'll help other operators learn the system as well.
Correct. Yes. Kind of in that train-to-trainer mindset. Yes.
Okay.
No rounds went off while we were talking.
Sadly, no rounds.
So no rainbows at this point in time, at least in during this 30 minutes.
Maybe we can try again at some other time.
Yeah, maybe so.
Get a good boom. Thanks for taking the time while we're out here. But we're not done yet. So we have the lightning round.
Oh, gosh. All right. Okay. The lightning round, my favorite.
Favorite TV show, book, movie, or podcast, if it's changed?
Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon. Okay.
Respectable, just finished watching it, included here recently, so it's good.
What is your must-have when going into the desert?
Sunscreen for me. Look at how pasty white I am.
Same. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke. Fully leaded, too. I don't want none of that diet stuff.
Okay. If you could have an unlimited supply of one thing, what would it be?
Most people would probably say money, right? I would say time. It's not enough time.
I like that. Kind of like Harry Potter, how Hermione has the little watch that she can turn it and time hop.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing me back on a second time around. Apparently, I didn't fail the first time. Too badly.
Maybe I'll get you on for a third time.
Ooh, I don't know. We might have to start charging that one time.
We'll see.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Equipping the Core. Don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcasting platform or on social media. We'd love to hear from you.